Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Hi, Kat. How'd your Thanksgiving go? Did you have
good
a good one there?
Good morning, Bruce. Yeah, no, it was a good Thanksgiving. I've always liked, like, quiet and small Thanksgivings, and that's exactly what I got to have with my mom and my grandma and my little sister, so we had a good time. It also happens to be my grandmother's birthday falls around Thanksgiving every year, so we usually do a birthday celebration in addition to that, so I made my famous angel food cake for the angel lady, so she
right
was enjoying
on.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet. Nice, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
family all around and everything? Yeah.
Yep, they enjoyed that. The meringue was perfect, the meringue base for the cake. It was glossy and puffy, and the cake turned out like a cloud. So,
oh, man.
Can't complain here. How was your Thanksgiving?
Drool. It was fine. It was great. I actually had two of them. The big one was on the Saturday. Me and Junior had a good one on Thanksgiving Day ourselves and everything. And I watched all three football games, by gosh. So, hey, it was cool.
Awesome.
And then we watched that movie Jungle Cruise. So, It was a cool Thanksgiving. But on Saturday, we went over to the Cooper Gillespie house. There, Chrissy Cooper's a group of people there. Yeah, there's a whole lot of them. No, a whole bunch of people were there and everything like that. We went over there and enjoyed Thanksgiving part two. James fried a turkey and everything, so we did that. But the main thing was, there was a whole lot of kids there. So Junior was all over that, you know. So that was what I was wanting that for, so he could get that, you know. I don't know. I grew
that's
up.
That's social time.
Yeah, I grew up with that sort of, you know, families getting together and everything like that. And, you know, so it was very nice. And then we ended up getting the trolley, and Penny came by and picked us all up, took us to the Azalea Park for the Festival of Lights going on there. We went around there, and everybody got pictures with Santa Claus and all that stuff. So Junior got to do that. Was a bonus. Chrissy surprised everybody on that one. Didn't know that was happening. And it was like, oh, how awesome. Because I'd been wanting to get out there. My gosh. What they did with the lights this year.
Yeah.
That is crazy. They did all the grounding, too, on the ground, and that was the big difference. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Jason and I went on opening night the day after Thanksgiving, and it was gorgeous out there. We might try to go on a slower day just to, like, have time to, like, kind of, like, creep through and really take everything in. Yeah, but it was nice to see the crowds out there enjoying it this year. It's nice to have it back.
Yeah, it was packed. It was a Saturday night, so it was packed, and Santa was, they were moving through really quick. It was it was really neat. Yeah, it worked out really good. So, well, all right. Well, hope everybody went out and had a good weekend and had a great Thanksgiving, and we've got Dave Keene from the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways. He is actually out casting away 8 miles out. You still with us, Dave?
I'm still here. Can you read me?
Okay. Yeah, I can see. All right, brother. Like I said earlier, you're making me seasick with the up and down going. this is cool.
This is a live report for sure. We never done it this way before.
Yeah. So you're out there doing it. What's happening? What's going on?
Okay. Well, we're fishing for bottom fish, which is what is open right now in the ocean. Bottom fish, which is, again, your 2 lingcod and your 5 rockfish. And so we're up near House Rock attempting to get our limits of those as we speak. I see a lot of crab pots out there, so any of my fishing buddy friends that'll be coming out in the near future, beware. The commercial people have already set their crab pots, and they are a plentiful, so be careful and be heads up. Have your eyes out and open when you're wherever you're going, because there are crab pots are everywhere, and you don't want to tangle with a crab pot with your prop. So that's why I'm saying that. So now they've set their pots, so they're waiting till Wednesday. Wednesday they can start pulling their pots and bringing crab to the table. For us as recreational fishermen, we have to wait until Wednesday the 1st, then we can go out and set our pots as well and bring crab back. So that's what's happening out in the ocean. Bottom fishing and crabbing is what's open right now.
Right on.
Or will be. I can give you a little more tidbit on the river. The Chetco River, the salmon in the Chetco is kind of winding down. We're getting a few still trickling through. So this will be a little lull before the steelhead starts showing up. And then you're going to see the river bars and the boats and quite a few people. Steelhead fever will kick in again pretty soon. And that's always a fun time as well.
So, right on. So did you get anything yet today?
Yes, we've already got two. We got a rockfish and a cabazon already this morning. So we're taking a little break, kind of went to a safe zone so I could report so we're not worried about rocks or crab pots.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching your eyes going all over the place. You haven't stopped. haven't stopped looking around. Yeah. Must be crab pot stuff all around. Very cool. You're out there being safe.
Yep, safety first. That's for sure.
But I was going to say, waiting for you to dive to the side in case you get something, you know. Oh, there he goes. Okay.
Watching the rod, too. Yeah.
Right on. Are you guys holding the meeting or anything in December, or are you just sliding through December?
Oh, let's see. We just had a club meeting, well attended. Our November meeting was very good. Okay,
good.
But now we don't have a December meeting, but we are going to have our famous Oregon South Coast Fisherman Christmas party at Salmon Run Golf Course. I think it's December 15th, which is already a sellout. It's always a very popular event. So
great.
We are planning on doing that. Oh, there is a fish on the rod over there.
There we go. A little bit. All right. Well, that's our man on the water. Yeah.
Okay. This is fun. We'll have to do it again sometime if you don't get out of this. Right?
Now, is that event open to the public? Or no, you already sold it out. It's already sold out, you said, huh?
Yeah, it's a club event. It's a club event. Okay. So, but the tickets sell fast because we are limited on 100 people max at the event center.
Let me guess, you serve fish.
No. This will be a prime rib dinner.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right. We're going to go turf, huh? No surface turf. All right.
Right.
Sweet.
No, but that was good. Thanksgiving was great for me as well. And I concur with you and Kath. The light show was spectacular. Mm-hmm. We took it there Friday night, and it was awesome.
I have to say that was the best one so far, I mean, that I've ever seen here of every year. And I haven't missed one yet. And it's like, wow, that just blew my mind. Yeah.
I agree. I agree with you.
All right, Brother Dave, well, we'll let you get back from the Oregon South Coast Fisherman to Castaways, our man on the water, as I said. Catch as many as you can, and have a great one until we talk to you again.
Nice to see you both. Thank you.
You too, Brother. Take care. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we don't want to keep him from getting his catch there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was just sitting there going, what if he gets something on the line?
Yeah, what if
he gets away? He's on the line. I just lost the biggest fish I ever saw. No. All right. Well, hey, we might as well get going on with the show. It's always good. We'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary and, of course, the Oregon South Coast Fishermen for sponsoring the Insider Report. If you'd like to sponsor one of the fine shows at KCIW, all you got to do is go to KCIW.org and you will be on your way. Put that dot in there, too. KCIW.org. Oh, yeah. And also, before we get on with the show, I'd like to point out that all events are subject to cancellation or requiring masks and social distancing. So here we go.
All right.
We'll just pop right into our music schedule, it looks like.
Yes. So looking at the music schedule for December 2021 is almost over. We have music from Tiger Lily.
Wow.
Playing Mondays at Zola's on the Water from 4 to 6 p.m. Then Wednesday, he plays at the Brookings Harbor Farmers Market from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And for special events this month, he's playing on the 18th at the Checo Grange Fundraiser for the Food Bank. It's a Christmas show from 2 to 5 p.m. And on the 24th, he'll be playing at Checo Brewing's Christmas show from 5 to 8.
It's a Christmas season, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's time. I don't mind after Thanksgiving. It's that before Thanksgiving when there's, you know, you walk in and it's just like everybody's going Christmas. It's like, hey, give Thanksgiving its due, and each holiday gets its own month. Come on, let's keep it fair.
Uh-huh.
I've seen those cartoons with all them animals. They get upset. Hey, Don Beckner is playing Saturdays at the Farmer's Market from 12 to 2.
Mm-hmm. And Rap Brush is playing weekly on Wednesdays at the Farmer's Market in Harbor on Highway 101.
That's right. And then the Mighty Steelheads are playing playing on the 10th at the Inateca, 8 p.m., and then they're doing a New Year's Eve thing at the Inateca on the 31st at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And Lucky 7 Casino on the 31st, they will have two events. They have Black GTO playing at 5:45 p.m. And then on the 31st, also at 8 o'clock, they'll have Tequilma.
That's right. And then the 101 Bar and Grill on the 31st, New Year's Eve, of course, is having Black GTO will be there at 10 p.m.
Oh, sounds like Black GTO is having a busy New Year's
Eve. They're getting out there, yeah.
All righty. And then finally, wrapping it up, we have some music from Lon Goddard this month. He's playing on the 11th of December at Semi Aquatic. This is during the second Saturday Art Walk from 3 to 5 p.m.
He is. Hey, and you know what? Before we get going here, I got to remember, I got a very cool call, interesting call before Anonymous listener He just wanted to let us know. He gave us a big compliment, but I can't repeat how he gave us this compliment, but he just said we're the best radio station around. And yes, and he just wanted to let us appreciate that. So I just want to give a thanks to him for his call. Interesting call for sure. But well, yeah, he was explicit as what he felt about the other stations, and he loved us all the way. So there we go. I love it. Oh, that's great. So,
I can see why he didn't quote verbatim, but we were appreciative of his appreciation.
But I was telling the producers about it earlier, and we all got a nice one. But hey, thanks to that guy, you out there listening, and we'll get on the air. That's the other thing. We maybe will be on the air next week. It's looking at the antennas up, and we're just getting things dialed in. So maybe it could be next week. Let's put it that way. Stay tuned because it'll be soon. That's for sure.
That's good to know.
All right. But yeah, we appreciate that out there for that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now it's time for some quotes from famous people with Cousin Bruce.
Yeah. Well, hey, this week as an entertainer and a showman myself, I always felt a kindred spirit with this gentleman. Here are a few quotes from P.T. Barnum himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, "Fortune always favors the brave and never helps a man who does not help himself." He says, "Money is good for nothing unless you know the value of it by experience." He says, "Advertising is like learning. A little is a dangerous thing." I agree with that one 100%. And then my personal favorite that I use quite often is, "There is no such thing as bad publicity." Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed this week's quotes from P.T. Barnum with Cousin Bruce. Till next week, hey, have a great one. Oh, yeah. I love this. I'm able to delve into all these, you know,
cool. Digging deep. That's digging deep now. Where we're at these days.
I've always felt like every time when I did a Pawnee Bill, you know, and Annie Get Your Gun, I felt a kindred spirit to him and the, you know, in the Buffalo Bill character there. So, yeah, the P.T. Barnum. Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Definitely.
Could have been in a past life. I never know.
Hey, let's get into the meat of the show here. So we have an announcement here for the Brookings Farmers Market on 101, just reminding everybody that it occurs on Wednesdays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah, and then the Community Kitchen has a schedule here. Mondays they're at St. Timothy's from 9 to 11 for breakfast. Tuesdays they're at the Trinity Lutheran from 12 to 1. Wednesdays they're at the Star of the Sea, a Catholic church from 12 to 1. Thursdays are at the Presbyterian Church from 12 to 1. Fridays, Saturdays are at St. Timothy's from 12 to 1. And then Sundays, they are also at St. Timothy's at 4 p.m. And also at St. Timothy's, they have a free vaccine clinic and COVID testing. It's presented by Brookings Corps. Their vaccine clinic Wednesdays and Saturdays from 1 to 3. And call in advance for COVID testing at 541-251-0825. That's St. Timothy's.
All right. And hey, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. G'day, Cat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's Beer Weird History for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that there was a family of blue-colored people in Kentucky? It's true. And here's the story. In 1820, French orphan Martin Fugate and his wife Elizabeth Smith moved onto the banks of Troublesome Creek, a beautiful area in the Appalachian Kentucky. There is no official record documenting that Martin was actually blue, but he and his wife both carried a recessive gene that gave their son, Zachariah Fugate, a startling blue color. Martin and Elizabeth had 7 children. 4 of them were blue. Well, since the gene causing their blue coloration is a recessive, the family had a 25% chance of having a blue child with each pregnancy. If Martin and Elizabeth were carriers, if Martin was blue, the odds would have increased to 50% for each child, as Martin would have carried 2 copies of the recessive gene. Well, there's so much for the science. Inbreeding was a common occurrence in the rural and isolated Appalachian region. Fugate descendants married other Fugate descendants, concentrating the blue gene over generations. The gene found in the Fugate family is from a line of French Huguenots whose descendants settled in Kentucky, Ireland, and Finland. Luna Fugate, little Benji's great-grandmother, was one of the bluest Fugates known to the Appalachian region. Luna was described as being blue all over, with lips the color of a dark bruise. Despite her alien-like color, she was entirely healthy and had 13 children in her 84-year lifespan. It turns out that the family had a rare condition known as methemoglobinemia. Something like that. I gotta say it right, but it's methemoglobinemia. I'll get it twice in there. And there is a treatment for it, so now it's even rare. Well, all a bushwhacker can say, if they were already blue, How could you tell when they were feeling down? Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History. It's yours truly, Bushwhacker Roops. Until next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Oh, got myself on that one. Feeling blue, are you? I mean, my goodness. I you know, I saw that thing on TV, and it's like, yeah, these kids just come walking out of the woods, and they were all blue and tripped everybody out. So, yeah, there's a story. It's a family, and I mean, that's just a weird thing, but it's just some kind of rare thing. The guy went in and cured it. A guy went in and gave him shots and stuff, and it reversed the process. So,
yeah.
Now they're not
the miracle
anymore.
Of modern medicine. Yeah. keeping that at bay. Yeah, I have to wonder, like, when things like that happen. Oftentimes, when it is genetically based, there are other health issues that pop up. So, like, an interesting anomaly that they're blue, but like, did they have any other health issues growing up or anything like that?
And that's what I mean. They were all perfectly healthy. It was just that one gene or whatever thing. What trip, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I bounced myself right over here and got the BKs going, so I'll start it off here. Hey, well, that was Bushwhacker Bruce. This is me. Seroptimus International of Brookings is doing the annual wreath fundraiser. They're taking orders for their annual pre-sale of holiday wreaths, swags, and centerpieces. Now, these are locally made by Chet's Garden Center, and all proceeds stay in the community for scholarships and community service projects. 20-inch wreath is $35. A 24-inch wreath is $50. For the 24-inch swag is $20, and a centerpiece is $20. You can contact Lorraine at 541-661-1756 for orders. Deliveries will be on December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So I guess you better get that in. I left it for just one more week here because it looks like the end of the week here, it's going
to
be
down to the wire.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of something we've been talking about a lot on this week's program, the Nature's Coastal Holidays Festival of Lights is happening right now. You can come stroll through the beautiful light and sculpture display in Azalea Park in Brookings. It's open nightly between 5 and 9 p.m., through December 26th, weather permitting. Entering its 24th year, this is the most fabulous holiday light show on America's Wild Rivers coast. Opening the day after Thanksgiving, going through Christmas, there are over 2 million lights and over 90 2D and 3D sculptures which are lighting up Azalea Park. You can come out to see the magical, mystical, dazzling display of holiday lights and sculptures. There are also Santa visits on selected dates. You can watch for posts on Facebook regarding his visits. And as always, hot cider, hot chocolate, and cookies are available at the Snack Shack for a small donation. There is a modest $3 entry fee for adults, but children 12 and under are free.
Oh, yeah. No, if you haven't gone to this ever, you need to go to this one. If you've been to it in the past and you weren't planning on going this year, really change your mind because, oh my gosh, it's just incredible. I was blown away by it all the way. So.
Yeah, hey, a lot creative, of detail this year.
Yes, very detailed. Creative Juice Crafts, 612 Hemlock Brookings, is doing a Christmas ceramics workshop. This is on the 3rd this week, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Creative Juice Crafts invites you to a fun evening painting Christmas ceramics. They'll show you some neat techniques using acrylic paints, glitter, and Texas snow. There are no fire ceramics, so you'll leave with them that evening. For tickets, you can go to creativejuicecrafts.com or see their Facebook page, all that good stuff.
Alrighty. And Chet's Garden Center, located at 555 Hemlock Street in Brookings, is hosting a holiday hullabaloo event. This is going to be on the 4th of December from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the holiday hullabaloo is complete with live music by Patty Ann DeCuna and Troy Alvarado. That music will happen from 1 to 2 p.m. There will be sweet treats, snacks, hot cocoa, and hot cider. It's an opportunity for holiday shopping while also having a great time.
Yeah. Hey, and the 9th Annual Cher Tree Holiday Festival at the Chetco Grange in Harbor is going to be happening on the 4th at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can vote for your favorite decorated Christmas tree by or for local nonprofits. Lunch is available for purchase. Proceeds benefit the Chetco Grange. There's also going to be a silent auction going on, and it's a free event, kid-friendly, and there'll be raffle prizes there, too. So, there you go.
And the Brookings Harbor Community Helpers are having their second annual drive-through holiday food drive. This is on the 10th of December at 4 p.m., and their second annual drive-through food drive is going to take place from 4 to 6 p.m., again on the 10th of December, at 539 Hemlock Street in Brookings. So it sounds like you just pack up your food, do the drive-through, drop it off through the trunk or through the window, and you'll be on your way.
Real simple, simple.
Our next holiday event here is a Toys for Tots drive, and this is Toy Drive with Remax. This is going on now through December 17th. You can bring a new unwrapped toy to one of the two Remax drop-off donation locations. And the first location is at 703 Checo Avenue in Brookings. The other location is 16218 West Hoffelt Lane in Harbor.
Yeah.
Both sides of the bridge there.
Yes, indeed. And then Redwood Parks Conservancy is presenting the Candlelight Walk in the Redwoods. This is happening on December 11th. It's a virtual event. It's at 6 p.m. You just got to go to www.redwoodparksconservancy.org for all the ways to get on there and to join them for an immersive experience from Prairie Creek Redwood State Park. You get a virtual candlelight walk. We'll take you among the redwoods on a luminaria lit pathway. Storytellers and musicians will be fireside with stories and songs of winter, winter holidays, and the redwood forest. So there must be, there'll probably be a Bigfoot one in there somewhere. And a 1 hour online experience that captures some of the experience. Oh yeah, this is that experience one. Yeah, that's right. The Redwood Coast families have loved for 32 years. All proceeds benefit Redwood National and State Parks. So there you go. And
it's
this year,
like the spectacular Vermont Moulin Rouge. It's like the experience spectacular.
Yeah, and this is experience that captures the experience. So there's
there you go.
And you can have an experience with that experience all the way around. Okay. That's enough of that. Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, the Checo Pelican Players, located at 1240 Checo Avenue in Brookings, are presenting a Candy Cane Christmas Review. The theme this year is Christmas Together. It's running for 2 weekends this year. The first show, it's running from the 3rd of December through the 12th of December. Friday and Saturday performances are at 7:30 p.m. Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m. It features holiday musical numbers, skits, lots of jokes, and also some lovely live acoustic music from a couple of musicians. It's all family-friendly and all holiday-related. Now, for more information about the show, you can go to checkopelicanplayers.org or send them a message on Facebook. And if you'd like to reserve seats in advance, you can call 541-661-4237. It's not required, but if you want to reserve a specific seat, it is recommended.
Yeah, so that's coming up this Friday then, right there. Bam, huh?
Bam, okay. Bam.
Yeah, right on. Good deal. That ought to be a great one. You know, my 60th birthday is on the 2nd here, so Thursday. This is my birthday week here this week, so yeah.
Oh, and
big 6-0 and feeling
and you know
like
what, Bruce?
4-0 because what?
Oh, I was just going to say, too, if your birthday's coming up and if you want something just for you that's Christmas-related, I know that the Grinch will be making a special appearance at that
Oh, yes.
At that event as well, at the Candy Cane Review. So, and I guess he's going to be on trial, so you might want to check it out.
Well, you know, Tommy called me and asked me if I wanted to reprise my role, and it's just, I said, if it was one night, that'd be one thing. But it's 2 weekends and 3 nights each. I got junior now. Raising junior is kind of rough.
I won't reveal who's in the suit, but they're in very capable hands. The role is in extremely capable hands.
Because at the time he didn't have anybody yet, but he had an idea, so he didn't tell me. But I would have loved to have done that too. But you know, that suit, like I said before, I ain't going to miss not wearing that suit.
Oh yeah. There's a reason it's a cameo, you know, like instead of 2 hours with the Grinch, you get a decent 5-10 minutes with the Grinch.
I died in that thing. It was like I said, wearing a heated blanket in with a carpet wrapped around me the whole time. And it was like 2 hour show we did each night.
Oh, it's intense.
I was dead, man. I had to go back there and drop it down just to cool down for a minute and then throw it back on. Oh man, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. But hey, good luck and that'll be fun. And I'll have to get out there just for that. That's true. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we got a holiday artisan market and coloring contest at the Brookings Harbor Shopping Center. This is happening on December 11th. Let's see, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., vendors, holiday trains, display, and a coloring contest for all age groups. For info, you can call Cherie at 559-540-3334.
All right. And there is a holiday fundraiser party happening at the Checo Activity Center. The Activity Center is located at 550 Checo Lane in Brookings. This is happening on Saturday, December 18th from 4 to 7. There will be a surf and turf menu, including an appetizer, salad, beverages, and dessert. There will be live music, raffle prizes,
and Holiday Suites silent auction and bake sale. There's also going to be a White Elephant gift exchange game, and you can bring a wrapped gift. They ask that it's a $10 max value to participate. They're also going to be having an ugly sweater and holiday PJ contest. Mr. and Mrs. Claus will make an appearance. And the Pacific Coast Trolley will also be providing transportation to and from the holiday light display in Azalea Park. Food, fun, and festivities, all for just $35 a person, $60 for couples. And there's limited seating. They ask that you reserve a spot by December 10th. You can call 541-469-6822 to reserve your spot. All proceeds support Meals on Wheels, the many activities and programs of the center, and senior services. If you'd like to make a donation, they are accepting gift cards and certificates to raffle off at the event, and your financial support is always appreciated. Donations can be dropped at the center during regular hours, which is Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., or you can mail them to the CHECO Activity Center at P.O. Box 1444 in Brookings. Your donations are always tax deductible. Receipts are available upon request.
All right. Well, good deal. All right. So we get one more thing in here. Yeah, that's a big old deal going on there, man. We got all kinds of Christmas stuff happening. We got a drive-through meet and greet with Santa at the Port of Gold Beach happening in the front of Jerry's Rogue Jets on the 18th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Gold Beach Main Street businesses have been busy stuffing stockings. The first 300 kids will receive a full fun-filled stocking and a soft stuffy from Santa.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, a soft stuffy, that's right.
And I think we can squeeze in one more event here. Yeah, the Pistol River Friendship Hall on 24252 Carpenterville Road in Pistol River is presenting a live rock show with Pegasus Trio and the Planet of in Pistol River. This is on the 18th of December at 7 p.m. Local bands Pegasus Trio and the Planet of join forces for an evening of all original music, and you can hear some of the unique voices of new music on the Oregon coast. This show will be free and open to all with a donation box at the show, and the donations go directly to the bands.
I bet you haven't heard of these guys, apparently, because that is not a typo. It is Pegasus.
Pegasus, oh my Pegasus, goodness.
Yes, that is the name of the
band. I'm so sorry, no, Pegasus no, Trio. It is Pegasus Trio.
Yep, yep.
My apologies to them.
I actually heard of them before and everything, so I knew, but yeah, so yeah. Sorry. They're cool. They're it's great. Yeah. Hey, Anna, before we get out of here, I want to give a shout out to support local businesses. Remember, everybody, please shop local and support everybody, especially during this holiday season. Lord knows. Pass it around. Keep us all going. That's right. Okay. So we're going to get going. I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Brother Tom, for all their great work making us look and sound good on the radio. That's it. We got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. And like I said before, right now you're listening to us on a podcast, but hopefully real soon we'll be able to be back on the air, and I can't wait to make that announcement. So you can listen to all the great shows by going to kciw.org and downloading the podcast. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
Signing off, keep it real and spread the peace and love every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there. Bam! Bam! That's
going
to get you every time, right?
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.